Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Well, beware the Ides of March, and I present to you now our Julius Caesar, Christopher John Curtis. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, Ken. How are you, buddy?
Oh, boy, you sound chipper.
I just had a nice little jog.
Really?
Beautiful day.
Nice. What a pivotal day. Rafael Devers in the lineup today here on this 15th of March, Curtis. He's back.
And what position for the Ralphie man?
He is a couple of letters. One's a D, one's an H.
Yeah, well, one's not a grade they like to give out, and the other is hitter. So,
by the way, followed right by Bregman at third base. Devers the H, Breggy at third.
Imagine being mad that you got protected by Bregman.
He didn't seem mad this week. He seems fine. He seems to have come to grips with the situation. That's good. On the downside, Cooper Kupp is nowhere near the East Coast. He ain't coming. He is going to Seattle. Another whiff on the wide receiver market for the Patriots.
I don't understand why I get sucked in every year. Maybe it's just that I'm a loser fan who
Correct.
Just like is still in my footy pajama, starter jacket, Patriots, 96, you know, Ty Law, my man Otis, going back to the old days where I think that they will do what I hope them to do, but Mike Vrabel basically projected that at that weird presser this week when he was asked about it. If they were in on Kupp, he was not going to speak that way. I don't understand. The Godwin feels more like a Soto move than it does a real attempt.
Interesting.
I mean, right. If you know he's going to stay in Tampa, offer him the house. Offer him $1 billion. Who cares? like if the check's already paid for, you can throw as many cards on the table as you want, but it doesn't mean anything.
Were the Patriots in on DK Metcalf? Can we go back
a
little bit?
No.
I mean, was there even reporting there? They didn't really make much of an effort, right? That was the news?
Nope.
So
because he told Katie Nolan that he didn't want to come to Massachusetts. They said no.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so maybe he was out. I guess you could spin it that way. But they were in on Godwin. But
you've lived in both places, Ken. Where would you rather live, Pittsburgh or Boston?
Oh, boy. Both great places. You got the Paris of the Appalachians, and you've got the hub of the universe. That's a Sophie's choice there. I can't
Well,
pick
I mean,
that.
We can see where you've laid down your roots. I mean,
That's true.
You got to Northeastern, and you got the Masshole bug, and it hasn't left.
Here I am, and I may never leave. But it is tough to get receivers to come here. It really, the whole week, you would agree, pretty good week for Vrabel. You called it a weird press conference. I push back on that. I liked it. I don't mind. I don't know why people got all upset about that. It's just that's what normal NFL teams do. You sign starters, you present them to the public. Now,
well,
Elliot Wolf
did Vrabel. Did Vrabel's wife get CC'd on the email, or was that just Bill?
I don't get that reference.
Oh, you didn't see the Florio story?
No.
Oh, Mike Florio, we talked about it briefly yesterday, reported that due to the University of North Carolina being a public institution, all emails are of public record by people being paid by the state. And this guy did a Freedom of Information Act or some type of request, and he got all the email correspondence between Bill Belichick and his bosses. And in the emails, he requests that Jordan be CC'd matters.
I did hear you talking about that. That's great. I would have no problem with that. Bring the
great,
wives
phenomenal.
In. Yeah.
But either way, I think I understand your point. My issue wasn't with Vrabel. It's this like bizarre new age Robert Kraft. I don't know who has had a worse 5 years, Robert or Bill. But it's just, it's such a weird thing where he always seems sullen. And they're talking about David Andrews like he died. He's still going to play in the NFL next year. We were at a point.
My read on that was, by the way, Vrabel was kind of pissed that they chose to make that press conference about the release of Andrews, and he had to talk about it. He obviously didn't want to. He thought, you know, Kraft would handle it, and there would be no questions on it. He must think he's still in Tennessee. That was the only awkward part of it. They should not have done that combined. I don't know why they tried that.
Why not release David Andrews after the press conference
right.
and do it separately?
Right.
If you're going to introduce people, it was an odd. But here's what the reason that was done is because my reaction and the reaction of many Patriots fans when they released David Andrews was, why? And it's not that David Andrews is a Hall of Famer, all pro or anything. He is the very embodiment of what the Patriots of the 20 years prior represented, which is accountable, active in the community, on the field, giving it his all. Think about the meaningless games that guy played, totally banged up over the last 5 years. And you at one point had the option of trading for Joe Tooney, having Tooney, Andrews, and Onwenu in the middle of your offensive line, building out, and now it's Onwenu and Brown and Pray for Rain.
I know, but if he failed his physical, and he's not been that good. Our Teddy Johnson was saying he's been critical of his play when he's been out there the last couple of years. I mean, I'm not one to break down the center play. Maybe Cole Strange is better?
Maybe.
Maybe but, that's a better option? I mean, you could – at least that's understandable.
I was a two-year letterman at center at the River School, and I could tell you that if your guards aren't playing well, then it's tough on the center.
Were you a pulling center? Were you mobile?
We only ran the triple option. It was either right or left. It was really tough to remember.
Oh, but you could go both ways, though.
Oh, yeah. I would just go and cut the mic. You know, I could point it out on like Cam. But whatever David Andrews looked like with these stumble bums was different than what he looked like when he had a competent team around him. And I just the Robert Kraft need for that is because he fears the Patriot fan sees the release of David Andrews and the team gets further and further from any semblance of the championship heydays. So he has to get up there and say, woe is me, we thank him for everything. I've had enough with, like, you go on a trip with Robert Kraft and he loves you forever. Like, who cares? With all due respect, like, I don't care if they go anywhere with you. I don't care if they go to the museum. You know, I hope they all do what Gronk did and visit kids in the hospital and all that. But I just want a team that wins. And the inability to close on a receiver when you have had no ability whatsoever to draft the position is something that is just staggeringly stupid.
So the whole week in context, and this is a question for our listeners here today, how'd they do? How did Vrabel do? How did Vrabel and Kraft do in week one of free agency? And it's capped off last night by Cooper Kupp not only not coming here, but you weren't even in. You know, it was $15 million a year, and there were no rumors that the Patriots were in on it at that rate. Not before he was traded and not after he was released.
The cup was half empty. I don't think there's any chance the team was... They just must remain the same sort of Belichick approach, right? Like that they all view it as these guys are overpaid, we're not going to pay for past performance, but
not really, not if you believe they were in on Godwin.
But you can't be in on Godwin to that extent and not be in on Kupp. It defies logic.
Well, Godwin's 29.
Kupp's 30?
I think he's 31.
Okay.
He's 31.
I mean,
so
wow.
So 2 years, and there is some wear and tear there. Maybe I guess you're right. It's kind of same ballpark.
Isn't Godwin coming off a major injury? So Kupp will be 32 during the season. Godwin is, let's see, he will be 29. So 3 year difference.
And the Schefter, you know, laying it on thick about their insane offer to Chris Godwin
right.
also makes you wonder if it's a spin job. But then I just don't get it. Then Vrabel has a plan. You said this. I heard you saying this on the replay from one of the Greg Hill shows this week. You believe in Vrabel that he's got a plan, unlike past management issue, you know, situations. So what's it? His plan appears to be Travis Hunter. I know you didn't believe me a couple weeks ago. We were playing that clip of Vrabel at the combine gushing, you know, joking around with Hunter. They must think he can be their number one. Put him in as a rookie. It's Travis Hunter. It's Kendrick Bourne and now Matt Collins is your number three. That's what they're going to go with this year.
That is so dumb. It is so dumb.
That's what I'm reading. Do you read it any other way? I mean, what other options are left? Are they hoping that Ayuk is trade bait, you know, come the draft, or A.J. Brown miraculously becomes available? Or what other options do they have right now?
Well, there is the potential that this offseason the Patriots did what the Raiders used to do, which is overpay for a guy on a championship team and then fail to address the major issues on the club. Like, was defensive line a position of need entering the offseason?
Well, I guess not, but they couldn't get to the quarterback, so I guess you needed a pass-rushing defensive lineman.
But it's like they're cleaning the part of the house that's just been vacuumed, and the other side of the house has freaking, you know, termites and ants all over the place. Like,
right, very active over there. We're releasing Wise. We're trading Godshaw. We're signing Harold Landry. We're signing Milton Williams.
And by the way, before the Patriots signed him, I saw the there's a guy that's at the Tennessee and the covered football forever. You probably know his name. Anyway, there's this guy that's been writing down there for a generation. And he wrote, Harold Landry is a great guy. Stand up, like, huge asset to a club, but since his surgery, he has been a shadow of himself. That was out there before the Patriots signed him. I love Landry, great guy at BC, fell out of the first round, had a good career with Vrabel in Tennessee, I get it.
Might be their best signing. It kind of was, it would happen over the weekend.
No, I think the corner's their best signing.
Oh, really?
If it pans out, because then you have, that legitimizes the back end of your defense, you have two legit corners.
What about Wes Schweitzer, the guard?
I mean, I like guys that don't wear shoes. Call me crazy. So I'm a Hollins guy.
Shoeless Matt Collins.
I mean, it is just, they're so mediocre. Like, it's just such a meh. This
so
team,
it's a C. So that says to
this
me,
week I give them a C minus.
Oh, man. Because it was such volume and they hit every position. Like, other than running back, they signed a guy at every position group, which makes sense. Vrabel's coming in. They want to get better instantly. They want to install culture guys. They want to bring character guys. The four starters they brought out there look like good, solid leaders. Morgan Moses, yeah. Everybody was gushing about. But you're
we
right.
We want character guys, but let's release David Andrews.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess that's the old character. That's Belichick. We're getting rid of Belichick.
So let's just work with me here, right? Let's say David Andrews isn't quite what he used to be.
Right.
But he's a guy that understands the McDaniels offense, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And has worked with, you know, Drake May briefly. Let's say he's here and you cut him at the end of camp if he isn't that guy. At least you get another 3 months of him to work with Vrabel. I mean, he's a guy that I thought Vrabel would be like, talk to me. Who are the guys that I can trust? Who are guys that don't show? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just was so silly. And it's anybody that talks about it, I saw you last week tweet about the cap. It's like, Ken, you come across as a moron.
Well, I just wanted
to
point out the Chiefs traded Joe Tooney. Like, why didn't they sign him? I mean,
because they didn't think he was worth it. The same reason the Patriots released David Andrews. If they could have traded him, they would.
You think Tooney's washed?
They think he's not worth the money he's being paid. Not that they needed to clear it for cap purposes.
Well, they obviously,
they did two alters to two deals for Chris Jones and Mahomes and saved $50 million in cap with one pen.
Well, it doesn't make sense that they would get
it. And it wasn't the auto pen that your guy used to use. Jeez.
Anyway, be that as it may, not to get into a cap discussion. Because the Patriots spent. That's what you wanted. That's what most fans wanted. Like John Henry, they wrote the check. But it does come away, especially after Cup leaves, and there doesn't seem to be an answer at receiver. It seems like a meh week, which is not what Kraft wanted at all. He wanted to come out there and be, you know, he was. You have to calm me down. I'm so excited.
Right. And what Kraft did instead was called Schefter to say, make it seem like we're all over on Godwin. Because in that story, it's positive for all sides. It makes Godwin look good to the people of Tampa Bay that he wanted to stay. It makes the Bucs look good because our franchise is so good. We're going in the right direction that the top receiver available decided to stay here instead of leave for more money. And it makes the Patriots look like they're interested. So in those stories, there's nobody that's going to refute it because why would you? It makes you look good.
What did you think of the Patriots week? 617-779-7937. And what is their answer at receiver? And, oh, by the way, left tackle, which is a minor deal. But it gets back to Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter could be exciting. You would agree.
He could be. But, Ken, I want to go back to something a couple weeks ago where you lambasted me for being positive about the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I was just shocked.
Do you think there are people in our listening audience that still think the Patriots are in a better position? Like, that you trust the Patriots entering this season more than you trust the Red Sox entering theirs?
Well, I have heard people saying this is a playoff team.
I thought yesterday, I said, if they get Cup and they get, you know, a tackle, I thought the team could be 8-9 win playoff team.
I mean, if Drake May is really as good as people think, if he's as good as Shime builds him up to be, I guess he should elevate no matter who he has around him.
But tell me a great quarterback that didn't have, in their beginning of their career, that didn't have great players on offense around them other than the GOAT.
Yeah, like, I was going to say that. I mean, Brady is probably the best example, right? I mean,
but like Mahomes had Tyreek Hill, who's arguably the best wide receiver in the league when he was there. You have Burrow, who had Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. You had Josh Allen, who had Steph Diggs when he was coming up. I mean, you need a guy like that.
Even now, I mean, you look at Washington and Jaden Daniels, at least he's got an elite guy, you know? He's got one receiver that can get open all the time. And
McLaurin's kind of underrated as a guy. I mean, he's not.
Good.
And you also look at a guy like, even Peyton Manning had Marvin Harrison. Like, all these quarterbacks at least have a guy is elite.
Now, can Travis Hunter be that guy? He's the best. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. He's the best player in college football. He is going to fall to you at 4, right? That seems to be what's happening. And you got Greg Hill saying, per sources, they're taking Travis Hunter. So that's happening. And that will be a buzz pick. Like, every game, you would want to buy a ticket to see what he's going to do, where he's going to play. They could spot him in on defense a little bit and make him the number one guy and just see how he and Drake May develop. And maybe they think that's a better recipe than paying $15 million a year for Cup at 31. We're going to go with the 21-year-old guy and give him time to develop.
All right, yeah, I am. I just think maybe I'm wrong, but if Travis Hunter was a legit number one in the NFL that could also be a decent to great to good cornerback, he would not be going 4 in the draft. If these other teams thought he was good, with the injury now to Abdul Carter, you've got Cam Ward, who nobody's going to mistake for, you know, Mike Vick, Peyton Manning, you know, the guy that quit football with the Colts, Andrew Luck, or Trevor Lawrence. He's not a guy that's coming in with that type of accolades. I just think that if that's what Vrabel believes, he's not in the majority of the NFL.
All right, we'll take your thoughts on the week that was in Patriots football. Certainly a rebuilding under the Mike Vrabel image. We'll hear Vrabel talk about receiver and Matt Collins. He didn't actually appear until the day after the Big Four were trotted out there. And a little Red Sox talk as Devers is back in. Devers spoke this week. It's the Kenny Curtis Show with you until 11. 617-779-7937.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
And here is what's trending. Great emphasis on the syllables from Schefter throughout that entire cut, Curtis. 28, 29, $30 million for $6, $7, or $8 million more than the Bucks.
I mean, I don't mean this is a personal, you know, attack to Adam Schefter, but he worked really hard to get to ESPN. Huh? And he was good at his job. I think it was like the Rocky Mountain News or something in Denver. But once you are the chosen reporter at the rights holder, like, AI could do that job. Like, you literally get a text. It's like, okay, well, Robert knows who to call, or the Bears know who to let them know. You know what I mean?
That's like, why Woj is at St. Bonaventure.
That was the weirdest story. But yeah, like, Jeff Passan didn't overnight become a better reporter. He became the baseball guy at ESPN.
Is it sad that Schefter is probably the most famous person in my phone? I should have somebody more famous than that.
Oh, yeah. That's a Greg Hill question.
Yeah. That's probably it.
Let's see. I have Larry the Lawyer. Pretty good one.
That's great.
You can't beat Jim Bowden.
Yeah, Jim Bowden. Dan Shonka from Our Lads.
Ooh.
Pretty good.
Ooh, look at these back-to-back-to-back in my phone. Craig Carton.
Oh.
Ken Casey and Charlie Casserly. I mean, that is a murderer's row right
wow.
there.
Nice job.
All right.
All right, let's take a couple text slips on this. 781, concerned about Drake May losing interest in the organization going towards a second contract with this kind of behavior. I mean, that's kind of over the top, but it's not that. I mean, it's a good point. Like, the whole goal should be to make Drake May a success. And they've done everything except give him a left tackle and a receiver. And continuity on the offensive staff, but I guess we're fine with that, right? Because they flipped Van Pelt and brought Josh
is
back.
Is it potential that's, you just hit on it, that's what Kraft is thinking? Like, remember when they switched out Patricia for Billy O, right? And everybody's like, oh, well, if they did this with Patricia, think about what they're going to do with Billy O. And it's like, well, the offense just wasn't talented.
Yep.
And Josh McDaniels, without a talented offense, sucks. Like, when I hear people talking about Josh McDaniels as this brilliant, you know, offensive coordinator, like, if you happen to be working at the same time as, you know, Da Vinci, like, you'll look better. Like, I'm sure the Sistine Chapel had great people working there at that time, but it was just luck of the draw. Like, Josh McDaniels, by birth and timing and happenstance, happened to be with the Patriots at the same time as Tom Brady.
Well, let me throw
and
out
he's
two
parlayed that into $150 million.
Let me throw out two McDaniels guys. Let's say they get Jacoby Myers in a trade. Does that fill their need? Is that Cooper Kupp-ish?
But wouldn't that even aggravate you more? Like, so you're willing to trade for Jacoby Myers, but you weren't willing to trade for Debo or Cooper. Like, if you just traded a seventh-round pick for Cooper Kupp, he's yours. Boom.
Yep.
He doesn't have a choice.
Even Christian Kirk went for a seventh, right? I mean, there were a lot of these guys going, I mean, I would take that right now. You don't have a number one, and you probably don't have a number two, right?
Well, I mean, the offensive line right now is a number two, but right, it's if you want to go really dark on this, this means that Groh and Wolf have power, because look at all the receivers they've brought in, whether it's Tyquan Thornton or Pop Douglas or Baker. All of those guys, well, Thornton's gone, I believe, but the other two, like, they might be telling Vrabel, hey, these guys are ready to go. We just had a crappy coordinator. Van Pelt didn't know what to do with them.
Like, they're going to force Jalen Polk to be the guy this year? Well,
I don't know, but you tell me something else that makes sense.
I don't know. The only thing I've got is in Vrabel I trust. He's got a plan. There's some plan, but I don't know what that is. I need it from the listeners. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Alex in New Hampshire. He knows what the plan is. Hello, Alex.
Hey, yeah, no. Yesterday's news was just a gut punch. We needed Kupp. I know he's not in his prime, but he's been there. He's been in Super Bowl. He's done it. He's got the laurels that he can rest on, and he could have brought some maturity to a wide receiver room that is basically made up of a bunch of number threes, all bitching and complaining about playing time or being the number one receiver when they're not. And as far as the plan from Vrabel, basically what he said yesterday after that big ass-kissing session between him and Kraft was that they'll look at other alternatives. And to me, that just says the draft. They're going to try to find one in the draft.
Yep.
Same with offensive tackle. Kind of a crappy day right now. Not feeling great, guys.
All right, Alex. Thank you for the call. I think that sums it up for a lot of Pats fans. I mean, going into yesterday when Cup was still on the board, it was like a consensus B letter grade. You're down to a C minus just on losing Cooper Cup.
But what I also don't understand is a guy that knows this market better than anybody, born and raised in the greater Boston area, Robert Kraft and his family, that they don't understand that none of this matters if they don't win. And the opposite's true. Like, this fan base gave John Lackey two curtain calls, a guy that they despised during Chicken and Beer. This fan base fell back in love with David Price when he said that he was allergic to grass and he played baseball and made $30 million a year to do it not very well. Like, you will be supportive of these players of these organizations, even if you don't find the people particularly likable, because they win, and that's all we care about.
Were they in on Devontae Adams? Good, but were they in on Adams? That's another McDaniels guy. 2 years with the Rams, not like huge money. I mean,
can we get a Renfrow? I mean, can there be someone out there? Like, honestly, like I feel like Drake May's sitting there right now, and he's like, "What in the hell am I doing here?" I don't get it.
Can we get a Chris Hogan, for God's sakes? Just give me some deep threat.
Yeah, Greg wants a big Hogan to go deep. I don't know. We'll see. That could always be in the cards. It's the day's young. But I feel like you watch this Patriots offseason, and I'm watching something that has no understanding of the true problems that exist on this roster. If they had just done entirely offensive moves in free agency so far, didn't do anything, didn't trade Godshaw, didn't sign the guy Milton Williams, didn't sign the cornerback, and they had brought in a receiver, signed a tackle, and a guard, wouldn't people be saying, wow, hey, this is good, we're going in the right direction? No?
Yep. Well, and also at the press conference, and Milton Williams, I like the signing, but it's notable that, like, the thing that stood out the most was Vrabel basically looking over and saying, you better be ready to play more. They gave him, was it the most money spent in free agency? I think. Right, $100 million for the one player?
Well, I mean, the second highest paid player in the history of the organization.
Right, so he's up there, and he played less than half the snaps last year. So he's not even on the field half the time, and Vrabel's admitting that, like, hey, buddy, you better be ready to play more for this. So that's your bell cow signing, although maybe it's Landry. But, yeah, it's...
And the other thing was I saw Eagles fans kind of like, what in the hell? Like,
yeah.
It's just how many guys on the Patriots?
Well, because he played next to good people. Jalen
Carter,
Josh Sweat. Carter's
a beast.
Yep.
I mean, if you go back to the 2014 Patriots or the 2004 Patriots, the amount of guys that would get paid crazy money elsewhere, get released a year and a half later and come back on the other team's dime would be more than a handful. And that's what the Patriots just did with the Eagles. And the guy, he's 25. Like, he's going to improve the defense. He's a better player than Godshaw, who was brilliantly called by the old guy one of the best defensive linemen in football. Boy, how did that work out? but it's, you know, totally and completely not at all what I think this team needed. If they were going to spend a lot of money, it had to be on a receiver. The way the game is going, the way that, you know, the division is set up, like, with the Patriots have the 32nd best skill position players in football, correct?
Say that again, the Patriots
skill have... position on offense, 32nd out of 32 teams.
I mean, I don't know every roster thoroughly, but I can't imagine anybody's worse than this.
I mean, would USC be better?
They might be. Yeah, they might be. Will we get Carlton Davis and Milton Williams at the Southie Parade? Will they be at Loco with Greg tomorrow?
Well, I'll be there. I'm getting in tonight. It'll be a great day in Southie, but I also don't... It's so weird to me how people that are elected like think that they can tell people not to do things. Before every championship game over the last 20 years that we have been privileged to see, there was a press conference, whether it was Mitt Romney, Charlie Baker, Governor Healey, Menino, Walsh, or Wu. They stand up there with the police commissioner at their side and they say, no running on the street, no underage drinking, no gallivanting down the roads.
I'm doing that before the road show this year.
Yeah,
big speech by me out in front of 83 Leo.
Neil, you have to be 50 feet from Curtis and his son.
Let's hear that Vrabel clip from talking about receivers. So one of the reporters asked him, hey, what's up at receiver? And he got a little tierce, would you say, a little terse? Here's Vrabel.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about any of the other players other than the ones that are right here and the ones that are currently on our football team. We'll continue to target. Matt Collins will be in here tomorrow. He's a wide receiver. You know, but we'll continue to look at the wide receiver position as it relates through free agency, explore every option with other teams, and potentially, you know, then we'll get to the point where we're looking in the draft. And there's just a lot of time, and I know that everybody's like, it's over at free agency. It's never over.
It's never over until we decide. So I love that.
God.
I do like Vrabel. Maybe he's got an ace in the back pocket there, right? There's something
playing. If you were to ask Patriots fans, would you rather have Gotcha on this team and sign Mekhi Becton to 2 years and $20 million, or trade Gotcha and try and acquire Milton Williams, what would they say?
Becton.
Right. So, what? 2 years, $20 million. What in the hell? Why wouldn't you do that? That guy's the size of Wellesley. Like, what? I don't understand.
Now, Cam Robinson's still out there, tackle. Is he the guy? 6'6", 335 was the Vikings tackle this past year.
You know when you go on Christmas Eve because you have to get something for Maya and you forgot, and you're going through the store, at that stage, it's not about what you want, it's what you can find. And it feels like that's where the Patriots are. Like, I don't understand why, after all this talk, in an offseason where the only thing we talked about was getting weapons around Drake May, which sounded eerily familiar to the way in which we said they needed to get weapons around Mac Jones, which sounded very similar to how we said they needed to get weapons around Tom Brady. It's been a theme for a generation now. Why are they so risk-averse on offense?
What about Steph Diggs and Amari Cooper? They're still out there.
Great. I would take Randy Moss right now. He's cancer-free. God love him. He might be the best option out there. Are we just watching a different game than they are?
Text line expressing frustration as well. 603, they don't get that they need a receiver. They're just dumb. I thought last year was bad. I'm completely out. Could never look at them the same way. Let's celebrate paying a lot of money for free agents. Yay.
But look in your own division, okay? You don't have to go far to see what weapons did for Tua and what weapons did for Josh Allen. They were game changers for him. And now Josh Allen is a great player. And they, you know, they got to the, whatever it was, the championship again and didn't get past it. But Tua, when healthy, which is a big if, has been a different player entirely.
Do you think,
had to,
because
don't get it.
Hollins played with Allen this past year, right? I mean, he was on the field a lot. Could he be better than we think? Do they think he's like a number two? He's ready to ascend to the next level?
I mean, I guess, but my feeling is I think Drake May's really good. They say a lot of things. They compare him to Josh Allen, but I don't think he's as good as Josh Allen. So I don't know. There's the potential for a lot of things, but you look at this roster and you look at this team, there is not a single strength outside of quarterback on offense. Tight ends, good, fine. But if you actually have receivers, Hunter Henry's a third option. And Ramondre Stevenson fumbled every game. Like, I don't get it. I really don't.
978 texter. Biggest need was receiver. Samuel, Metcalf, Cup, Diggs, Adams, Godwin, all available. Cup, we got none of them. What are we doing?
I don't know. I really don't. So he was asked about that, and he said the season isn't over. We still have the draft.
Right,
I mean, this.
Right.
You're right, Ken.
That's Travis Hunter.
You're right.
They
that's
think Hunter's fallen to them, and it will be splashy. That's like one of the. That'll be, if they take Travis Hunter, right, that is a attention-grabbing thing.
Game hunting.
Oh. Drake to Travis.
Let's get
Hunter.
That promo rolling, Damon.
I know. But that actually will sell tickets, I think. I mean, I think people would be curious to see how they're going to use him and how often he plays and what he can do with Drake May. And it might work. Like, that might be enough to get them 7-8 wins, right?
But couldn't any, like, if James was the GM the year they drafted Drake May, he would have taken May at 3. Everybody was going to. The first two quarterbacks went, he was the last one standing. Right. If it goes Abdul Carter, Cam Ward, and Shedeur Sanders in the first three, everybody in the world could just sit there and take Travis Hunter. Like, where is the thought process? Where's the proactivity? And you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, but
it's just
it
kind of dumb luck.
Not really. This is not a slam dunk pick of Hunter, right? Some people are confused of where he plays. Some people think he's overrated. So if you're going to play him at receiver and he's not a number one, you're not drafting him at 4. So they could trade back. I mean, maybe James, if he had the pick, he and Nike would trade back. I don't know. Or take a tackle. Take that short-arm tackle.
The two texts, I just opened it up here. This is great. One, Curtis just shows he doesn't know how the cap works. Can't sign seven huge free agent contracts and be active in the upcoming years. Sir, 603, let's look at the Cincinnati Bengals, who just gave Joe Burrow the biggest contract in NFL history and are going to give over $70 million to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins this year, which would be over $100 million for three players in 1 year. And guess what? They have a full roster that's more talented than yours. So it is crap. If you use the cap as a way to defend the team, you are a useful idiot. Stop it. Stop using the cap as a way to give Robert Kraft an out for not spending. You can get cap space by guaranteeing money. The more money you pay for the player that you watch every Sunday in real dollars, the more cap space you have. Stop the idiocy. Ken is too smart to continue that. And secondly,
okay, but first, quick addendum. If you believe that, then rip the Chiefs if they don't win the Super Bowl again for not signing Joe Tooney.
Oh, absolutely. Do you know who gets as bad grades as Kraft every year in the NFLPA rankings?
The Hunt?
Clark Hunt.
Yeah.
Like, they're a JV organization. They've always been one. They just happen to fall into Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, continue. Second one.
Mike, 617 texter. Mike Vrabel sounds like a press secretary for a very bad administration. It reminded me at the end of those Bush years where it was like people were just dodging. They were like, okay, no more questions. I got to run.
I don't know. It was a weird vibe from him. He seemed, not rattled, but just like the Andrew stuff he didn't want to deal with, the receiver question he didn't like. He had to, like, champion Elliott Wolf again. Like, they're just going to continue that all year. That whole thing is just bizarre. And obviously, Vrabel's making the calls. He congratulated himself first when talking about the free agency management group. I want to thank myself. And then listed everybody else. I think he is excited to bring those players in, though, right? You would agree with that. Like, he believes those are four good leaders. They got help on defense. They'll be a good defense.
But how concerning is it if you believe, which you stated in the first segment, that Vrabel didn't want to do the Andrews thing,
right?
And that Kraft was pushing him to do that? I mean, you're not even into the draft yet of your first year, according to Schefter, having it be your show, unquote.
Yeah, I think it's a wake-up call.
Sign.
I think it's Vrabel's going to have a wake-up call with how Kraft wants to deal with things and how the local media. I know you make fun of us all the time. We're not killers, that sort of thing. But it's different than Tennessee. So he's going to get questions he's not used to getting. At Ohio State, when everybody's a fanboy.
We may not be tough, but at least we're not Nashville.
617-779-7937. And, big week, Rafi Devers, who's in the lineup today and DHing, spoke. I do want to keep the Pats talk going, but Curtis, I want your take on this next as to, did they indeed, as was reported, lie to Devers, and was it the right thing to do? Leading up to the Bregman signing.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube?
Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Talk about that next. Do what I need to do. It doesn't sound like a guy who's ready to run through a wall for Alex Cora, but that is Rafael Devers and his translator, Davison Perez, also a Red Sox team employee, by the way. This is Kenny Curtis.
Could you imagine a better gig than making over $30 million a year for 10 years to just hit baseballs?
I get it, but what if you hit baseballs better when you're in the field? Some people have a tough time adjusting to being just a DH.
I find that to be such an old baseball tale. I'm
the pro baseball player, but I've heard that.
From who?
Well, yeah, David Ortiz and I are tight. He told me it took a little while to.
Oh yeah, he plays much better when he hits when he's playing the field at home.
Well, it took him a while.
What? In 2003-04, he was the most dominant hitter in baseball for stretches.
What about the Twins? What about before he came here?
Okay, so for a year.
Well, okay. It might take a year.
You could also say something changed in 2003-04. We don't have to get there, but I mean,
jeez.
If ever there was a poster child for what you could be as a DH in this town, he's the most beloved athlete, and rightfully so.
I agree. I'm just trying to examine from all angles. Now, the Sean McAdam, who asked that question there in the press conference, the media avail this week. Endeavors, by the way, in the lineup today, DHing. Batting second and DHing. 1 o'clock here on WEI-FM and across the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. So McAdam, according to sources, writes, Devers was angry enough about the situation to consider asking for a trade. And it's possible that, as part of his private conversations with Craig Breslow and company, that he indeed relayed that. Devers is savvy enough to know that the Red Sox are not about to disclose any such request, since if it ever came to a point where a trade was seriously considered, the Sox would lose leverage if Devers was rather publicly shooting his way out of town. But even bigger than that,
did you see this with our radio show? He was on with Arcan last night, McAdam.
Oh, was he? I did not know that.
Yeah, Christian just quote tweeted the show account saying, we should get that, Jacob. But McAdam said, the quote is, for McAdam to Christian Arcan, which is night 6 to 10 here on EEI. Mm-hmm. McAdam speaking of Devers, I think he communicated to them that he's not very happy over the prospect of being taken off third and being made a full-time DH. I'm reasonably certain that was the crux of the message. And he says he can't confirm if there was a trade request, but Devers remains unhappy. So I feel like the Bregman signing represents so many important things for this organization, and it's areas that the Patriots refuse to go in, which is making people uncomfortable by bringing in more talented people around them. And the brilliance, and I will say this again, the brilliance of Bill Belichick.
Of Garoppolo?
Was Garoppolo. It drove Brady crazy. It took the most maniacal competitive in the history of football to a new level at a stage where the outside noise was growing and the internal battle was brewing. And
that and shutting Alex Guerrero out of the suite.
No, well, that and knowing that the Steelers were going to run a draw play to Bettis in the AFC title game because they had their signals, but which is kind of a big deal because he ran and called Ted Johnson to the sideline right before that play and then they fumbled. But either way, you were at that game; it was cold. Mm-hmm. No matter what we're talking about, we get there. 6 degrees,
and you live in London.
But with Devers, this is why Bregman's here. When I asked Cora about this down at JetBlue Park, he is completely unfazed by this. This is the exact thing he wanted. And I don't know whether it was Wiggy or someone brought up the comparison of, you know, the guys when the Americans brought in the guy to the roster at the end of training camp before Lake Placid, and they said, this is our team. Devers' behavior is so selfish.
Okay, but
he's not being taken out of the lineup. He's being taken off the field from a position where he's led the league in errors the last 2 years.
Now, but here's the part that I want to ask you about. Ian McAdams reporting, he says it didn't help that when Devers spoke with management over the winter, he was assured that speculation about Bregman or Arenado was just that and owed more to the media pushing unfounded rumors. So they clearly lied to him.
Who lied to him?
Red Sox management.
With Chaim Bloom?
No, Bregman. Breslow, this offseason. Basically, all these rumors were out that you and I were at Winter Weekend asking about, are you going to sign Bregman? Are you going to sign Arenado? Rumors were out there. They were telling Rafael Devers, don't worry about it. It's unfounded.
Okay, but I'm sorry. In your contract, which is fully guaranteed, no matter what, if Devers just eats ding-dongs every day the rest of his life, he's making $311 million. The organization doesn't also have the right to tell you their offseason plans or the obligation.
If you're their star, that's how it works typically, right? LeBron James is pretty well aware of what's happening. Well, maybe not. I don't know the Luka trade.
Well, LeBron James plays offense and defense pretty well. I'm telling you. I mean, that's the difference.
Rafi was better last year. He got a little better.
You
agree it's a weird dynamic now. They lied to him.
Grow up, dude. Like, honestly.
Well,
like,
you can say that and just be a man, but this is
I'm not saying be a man. I don't care who you are. I'm just saying that you signed a contract.
But he might not perform. This may prevent him from playing well. It may have him shooting his way out of town. Did they go about it the right way?
Do you think in the signing of the deal that there was some conversation with Chaim and Henry to him saying, will you do what's in the best interest of the team? And, oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, the best interest of the team, TEAM, to win baseball games, is to play DH and have Bregman play third. It's not that complicated.
Yeah,
like
I just I'm bullish on this team. There's a buzz, and I just hope this doesn't derail it.
But he has nowhere. There's the only people that will have Devers back will be Bradfoe and former players. Like, I've seen Marloni tweet about this, and he knows more about baseball than I'll ever know. And he says it'll be a non-story. Turn off the radio. That's what he told somebody this morning.
What?
On Twitter. And that's fine, Lou. Obviously, your resume speaks for itself. As an analyst, I think you're the best one in the country. But this behavior is unbecoming of a guy that has that kind of a deal in a market that has the most famous DH in the history of baseball, the most beloved character that lives in Boston still is David Ortiz. Most beloved living athlete, I think, even more than Brady. People love David Ortiz. Mm-hmm. And I just... Why not? I don't get it. It's not. It doesn't mean never.
Well,
Bregman could opt out after this year.
I mean, he could have been worse, I guess. That little chat with the media was fine, but it's obviously something's going. He didn't want to talk about it.
So if this is a deal, what do you think Sox fans percentage-wise have his back over Bregman playing third?
Oh, I think it's heavy Bregman.
Right, like 90-10.
Especially with my reporting that he bought all the young guys' suits last week.
Right.
Intel by me, which Bradford took and gave me no credit for.
I would say that and the trade of Gronk that Florio picked up are your two big ones.
Here's a little McAdam last night with our Christian Arcand.
Let's go ahead and jump right in. Rafael.
Oh, good, good. Sorry, I thought you were playing the whole interview. I was like, Jacob, we don't want to play the whole thing. All right, here he is. First question, go ahead.
Saying that he felt bad or was sad that the people are talking about him as though he's bad for the organization. And then today you reported that he considered requesting a trade. Now, when you say considered, do we know if a request was actually made in his conversations? Is that something that you clearly didn't report, but is that what we're sort of to believe is implied there?
I don't know for certain that it was ever officially communicated to the Red Sox. I know it was discussed among members of his camp and that he talked about the idea with some friends. That much I do know.
That's kind of interesting. Talked about among friends. So, I don't know.
So, was McAdam and like hanging out with Rafi's buds?
Maybe Ortiz.
I mean,
honestly, there was a picture of those two walking side by side and Ortiz trying to talk some sense into him. You would appear.
But I am fully supportive of Cora in this. Like, play DH. If you don't want to play DH, we'll figure it out. And we're going to put the best team on the field to win baseball games.
And Bregman is the new Garoppolo.
Well, yeah.
The light of fire guy. All right. I like that. If that's the case, that worked out pretty well. 617-779-7937. Ken and Curtis with you until 11.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.